7 after the hour. In a few moments, we have scheduled a conversation with the young actress who is starring on ABC's The Revenge. Her name is Emily Van Camp. She is from Ontario. She's been a dancer since she was young. She first appeared on Everwood on the old WB. Remember that, Jennifer? Treat Williams, Gregory Smith.
I've seen a little bit of this new show, and it's very intriguing. I haven't been able to catch full episodes yet, so I'm very excited to kind of get the scoop from her.
She was in Brothers and Sisters. She was in a movie called Carriers with Chris Pine and Christopher Maloney. All right, so we'll find out who she's... I'm trying to figure the concept out. I don't get it. How do you take revenge week after week after week on whatever, whoever? And I think that's the hard thing to sell. Aren't you, Richie?
Well, again, once I get the concept, then I'll be able to kind of go, oh, okay, I get it now.
All right, so we'll see if we can figure that out. In the meantime, before we get to her, we have a little laughter, because laughter is the most powerful medicine. So if you're not feeling well, you can have a laugh or two with us or on us in a moment here on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All right, so here we have our ability to maintain a healthy level of insanity in question here, Richie.
Good.
For example, if you're looking for a way to have people talk about you, at lunchtime, you're on your lunch break, right?
Right.
Sit in your parked car along the edge of the roadway with sunglasses on and point a hair dryer at passing cars.
Oh, that's mean.
I've actually done this.
See if they slow down.
You have not.
I have, yeah.
Richie needs to get a life.
I was young and stupid. Now I'm just old and stupid.
Every time somebody asks you to do something in your office, ask if they want fries with that. Here's something. This is a way of you maintaining a healthy level of insanity. Put decaf in the coffee maker for 3 weeks. Once everybody has gotten over the caffeine addictions they had, switch then to espresso. In the memo field of all of your checks, write marijuana.
Beautiful.
Skip down the hall rather than walk down the hall and see how many people are looking at you.
I do that all the time. What's the big deal?
Yeah. And when you go out to eat, you want to maintain a healthy level of insanity, order a diet water wherever you go. Pretty cute. All right, I promised that we would meet Emily Van Camp, who is the star of the new show on ABC called The Revenge. We're trying to figure this all out. Emily, it's very nice having you here. Nice to meet you and to figure this out. You have had, even though you are young, I don't know how old you are, but you look young to me on the show. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay. So you started about 20 years ago actually being an entertainer of sorts, did you not?
I guess so, yeah. Well, I started doing ballet when I was three, I've sort of been performing ever since. Mm-hmm. Started acting about 10 years ago.
So did you do it on your own, or did you feel encouraged? I didn't use the word pushed, some people might, but were you encouraged by your parents? I mean, at three, you don't really know what you like, although you can make...
Yeah, no, I think the ballet thing was just because... we're four girls in my family, and my mom needed us to be in some kind of class to get us out of our hair for a while. Not pushed to be an entertainer by any means by my parents. I grew up in a very small town in Canada where, it was you know, they, I don't think they really think along those lines, you know, so I certainly didn't have stage parents, but it was just always something that I guess that I was good at and loved, and I sort of fell in love with acting quite young and started pursuing it, and it never was like work to me, and it still isn't, so I suppose that's a great thing.
It is, yeah. No, if you're finding something that you really love to do, and it's a calling, and you can do it, and it isn't just about the money, it isn't about the acknowledgement of your craft, it's just that you feel good when you're doing it. And I guess that when you look at this stuff, some people begrudge those who are younger who find early success. Have you run into any of that?
Not really. I've mostly had just, you know, great support in my life. I've been pretty lucky and have a great family who are super supportive. So I really can't complain. I'm a pretty lucky girl.
Do you find, are you living in Los Angeles or where do you live?
Yes, I am. I'm living in L.A. now.
Okay. So in Los Angeles, I'm a part-time Angelian, and I noticed that nobody notices. In L.A., you kind of get lost because, you know, there's always somebody walking down the street. Oh, look, only if you're an out-of-towner do you say, oh, look, there's Emily Van Camp. The people who are from Los, they don't care who you are. They just, you know, they're there. You go to Fred Siegel's and you buy a weird hat just like everybody else, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's nice. You can sort of maintain a bit of anonymity, but not, you know, it's, I've never really run into loads of problems with that. I think some people go looking for it, and I don't really do that. So that's good.
So the things that you have done, do you pick them? Do you have an agent who says, Emily, you ought to do this? How is it decided that a role in Everwood is good for you, or a role in Brothers and Sisters is good for you, or a role in whatever movie may come along?
Well, since the beginning of my career, I've had the same manager and agent, so they've sort of been there throughout the whole duration of my career. I've always been quite opinionated about what I want to do. They're certainly there to guide me and to, you know, kind of give me their opinions and help me make these decisions. But ultimately, it's, you know, for me, it's always been about the, you know, wanting to go through the process of making whatever the film or TV show may be and loving what it is, you know. So that's sort of, I guess.
Let me ask you one more sort of sideways question, then I want Jennifer and Rishi to talk about the revenge. Honestly, I've watched it only a little bit.
It's just revenge, not the.
Yes.
All right, it's called revenge. Okay.
Revenge.
Anyway, the idea of it, when I knew you were going to be on, I went out of my way to sort of check it out, but I was more checking you out than I was checking it out. And so there's the conceptual thing. But in general, finding, I guess, the world of Hollywood, to go back there for a second, or Los Angeles, as a 25-year-old, how do you keep yourself from getting, my son happens to live there, and he has a lot of friends who are actors, and some of them have their feet on the ground and others don't. How do you keep a balance in your life? How do you keep from not getting overcooked? You said your family is very supportive, but it's easy to become successful in any number of fields and let it go to your head.
Yeah, I think my family wouldn't really allow that, to be honest. I mean, like I said, I grew up in a really small town where that kind of behavior is just really not tolerated. And so I think, I think that's just not who I am. And I think at this point, I've been doing it long enough that would have happened already, I think. I'm just endlessly grateful to be able to do what I love every day, and that's really what sort of keeps me grounded. And I think it's just having humility always.
Yeah,
there's
good
nothing
for you.
More unattractive than somebody who has a lack of humility.
That's very true. Good for you, figuring that out. And that, by the way, that stands for any age, whether you're a teenager, whether you're in your 20s, 30s.
Agreed.
Older, it's just obnoxious to see people who take themselves
isn't
so
it?
Seriously.
Oh,
my God. It's
terrible.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this program. Jennifer, do you want to, or Richie, chime in here?
Emily, I've been, you know, I have two small kids, and I get up at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm kind of watching a few minutes of it as I'm getting the kids to bed and whatnot. So I'm kind of getting it, but, you know, you go back to the Hamptons, and everybody thinks you're new there, but you're really not. You used to live there before, and now you've come back to exact your revenge.
Secret.
I want to know what that revenge is.
Well, my I was sort of torn away from my family at a very young age because of this community of people who framed my father for a crime he didn't commit, and he ends up in jail. And I was sort of, you know, taken away and had to go through the foster care system and sort of lived
scene.
A very difficult teenagehood. Basically, it's kind of, it's loosely based. It's a reimagining of sorts of the Count of Monte Cristo, modern day.
Oh, really?
That's what it's meant to be. And so when she finally comes into the money that her father left her and finds out that he's passed away in jail, and finds out the truth about what really happened, she sort of goes on this 8-year quest to sort of plot this revenge on these people and comes back to the Hamptons to exact it. So it's really kind of intense and wonderful and juicy and dark. And
well, you use all those words, and that's what I see when I watch it. I see this kind of intensity in it, and it's very pretty to watch.
It's also yeah, it's filmed in a certain way. What is there a style that that's called?
You know, not really. Philip Noyce
directed kind of
the pilot and sort of set the tone. He's a brilliant film director and really sort of made it quite cinematic. And I mean, Hitchcock has been thrown out there quite a bit as you know, because these people are doing such insane things that there has to be a level. You know, you want to believe what's happening, but at the same time, it's still. You know, it's still fantasy, and they really sort of do that and express that with the camera movement and all of that. So I'm glad that you noticed that, because that's really what we're going for. It's just kind of like ultra stylized sort of.
And I'll tell you, Doug and Jennifer always tease me because that's how I watch television. You know, we're getting the kids ready. I walk through the room and I catch 2 minutes of it here, 3 minutes of it there, and
right.
I try and put it all together and then watch the whole thing later. But one of the things that really attracted me to this, and I'll try and say this without hitting on you, but if you want to take it that way, that's fine, is this look that you have. You have this your eyes. Or something, and it just, like, you have this, I'm going to get you, but kind of like in a really sweet kind of way, and it just kind of caught me and allured me to the show, and it made me want to know more. So I don't know whether that's a compliment or just curiosity, but...
That's a great compliment. I mean, it's hard to play this character because there's so much going on underneath the surface, but she's got issues. It's a character within a character, essentially, and so... It's trying to find that balance between how much you sort of mask
and
how much
that.
You give to the audience.
Yeah, I got that. That you're, you know, there's something underneath, you know, where you give that kind of evil look or something like that. But with you, it's kind of in this sweet way. But that's what kind of made me go, there's something to this story that makes me want to know more.
Mm.
And
oh,
I was very
thank
curious.
You. That's
and
really
it's just amazing to me how someone can look at a camera and say that much without really saying anything.
Well, that's the idea, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's really the idea. So this program is on, how do we find revenge on ABC? Where are we?
ABC is Wednesday night at 10, okay. And you can look it up on ABC.com. It's such a great show. I'm so proud of it. So I hope people watch. I mean, they've definitely been tuning in, so hopefully they'll continue to, and they like it as much as we love making it.
Well, the fact that you are up and at 'em promoting this is a good sign of somebody who's not letting it go to your head. Don't get too carried away with anything, men. Focus on the men.
Good advice from Uncle Dougie.
Have a good time with this. Yeah,
thanks,
very cool.
Guys.
Yeah, nice
thank
to speak
you so
to
much.
Thanks,
Emily.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice to speak to a lady who gets it, kind of. Emily Van Camp. Now I'm interested in the show Revenge on ABC.
I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years. There has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Like this.
Yes.
Birthday time for Monday, the 10th of October. Do you believe we're one third of the way through month of October already? And so we'll celebrate. What does it mean?
Your birthday is coming up in less than a month, Dougie.
That's also what that means, right? Yeah, you're right about that, Jen.
Gotta get the presents ready.
Nah, don't buy me any presents. Happy birthday to Ed Volker, who is the lead singer with the Radiators. I don't know anything about this group, Richie. This would
Radiators are a New Orleans band, and they are tried and true New Orleans, and the guitar player, Dave Malone, is the brother of Tommy Malone from the Subdudes, who we've had on the show. Is another New Orleans band, soul rock kind of bluesy thing.
Midge Ure, songwriter. Is that how you pronounce it?
Saints of
the Ultra Vox. I don't know this group either, but I know that had a song called Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Been in Ultra Vox and been in Silk. I'm sorry, Silk. Slick. And a group called The Rich Kids. Do you know them, Richie?
No, but Do They Know It's Christmas is a massive Christmas tune. So that would be why anybody pays any attention to
it. Right. Okay, born in the state 1953. So that makes him 58. Next up, David Lee Roth from Van Halen. Jump, Eat 'em and Smile, California Girls, Just a Gigolo, I Ain't Got Nobody, Just Like Paradise. I found him abhorrent, and then I found him interesting. And I think he's doing a darn thing now, is he?
No, just spending his money.
He probably doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Really? You made that much money?
Van Halen makes a ton of money, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, anybody. Well, I mean, Eddie makes the big money, but.
Right. Anybody associated with him is okay for the ride.
David Lee Roth's still getting his checks. Don't worry about him.
Born this day, 1954, so he's 57 today. Next up is singer Tanya Tucker.
Oh, I like her.
I know you
were.
1958. She was responsible for Delta Dawn, the first version. Lizzie and the Rain Man, San Antonio Stroll. Texas, Pecos Promenade. Ah, here it is.
The Pecos Promenade, one of my favorites.
Down to my
just
last.
Just listened to it yesterday, actually.
Did you really?
I did.
Let's see. Ah, actor Bradley Whitford.
Oh, yeah.
Came to the surface. Actually, The West Wing was written for him and his character. You didn't know that?
No.
And when we were supposed
to
have
to give me a full history of The West Wing.
Well, the interesting thing is that they didn't expect the president was going to be a secondary character. Martin Sheen's character was not supposed to be the primary character, but he and Whitford got along so well, and the character was developed so well on his own by Martin Sheen that they decided to, you know, either change the focus or make the focus different. So the show lasted 8 years, I think?
Something like that.
Now, Bradley Whitford was a bad guy in a recent episode of The Mentalist. He played Red John, who is supposed to be the nemesis, and at the end he gets killed. That's how the season ended last season of that show. He was in a cop show on one of the cable channels for a year that didn't do anything.
Right.
And was
he's one of those guys that has been in a lot of things.
Right,
that you
he's,
never
a, he's a journeyman actor.
Attention. He's one of
was
those.
Married
yeah,
to
exactly.
What's her face, but now divorced.
Jane Kaczmarek.
Right. Al Conley, guitarist for Glass Tiger, Richie.
Yeah.
51. Brett Favre.
Favre.
Yeah.
His birthday is today, Wednesday, 1969. Eric Martin, who is with Mr. Big. 51 today. Happy birthday, everybody celebrating. Hello.
Do you worry when your dad or mom is driving your kids around? Well, worry a little less.
They're 50% less likely to be injured in a crash if they're riding with their grandparents versus their parents.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP family expert, Amy Goyer.
I think grandparents tend to self-regulate their driving, so they may be more careful when they have grandchildren in the car. For example, older drivers, they don't drive at night. They tend to choose not to ride in the rain. They choose familiar routes. They choose not to drive on freeways. They try to avoid high traffic areas.
I think there's another reason, which is if I hurt my grandchild, my son would kill me.
You know, I think that's where a lot of grandparents feel.
This doesn't mean, of course, that all older grandparents should be driving, even without kids in the car. If you see signs that it's time to quit, discuss giving up the car keys. But there is one thing you should still check out when older drivers are doing fine. According to the Journal of Pediatrics, the group that conducted this driving study, 25% of the grandkids are not restrained in a properly fitting car seat in a grandparent's car.
So it's interesting that despite that fact, the children are still less likely to be injured in a crash with a grandparent than a parent.
Tomorrow, what you need to know about seatbelts. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish showing.
Here we are, leading the world in thought on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I. Roberta is off today, back tomorrow. I'm in the mood food business today. One of the things that I like about people who sort of stand by themselves, think for themselves, the protesters and what they're protesting. I don't know that I agree with what they're saying, but I'm glad they're protesting.
What are they saying?
I don't know that they know what they're saying.
I don't think they do either.
No, I think it's just a...
Which protesters are we talking about?
The ones who are called the occupiers.
You're lucky to be in Mexico. They're occupying different cities.
Is there so much going on?
Yeah.
Here we call that Occupado.
Yeah. Occupado, right. Yeah.
So they're having Occupy Washington, D.C., and I've seen some signs that greatly disturb me, and I've seen some signs where I'm like, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, right. I think there's a little of everything going on.
But there's a wide range of ideas floating. I don't think there's any organization to this whatsoever, and I think that's the way they intend it.
Yeah. It's whoever, if you have an idea that there's something wrong, go tell somebody. Go say it. Go express it. That's why I love it, because I want people to be thinking about what's going on around them. And usually, history of people will tell you it takes a lot to get people moved enough to do something. I mean, it took an awful lot for us to start our country, to protest to the point where we were we really weren't masters of our own. When things got started in the 1600s, early 1700s, the people that were coming here, many of them were not coming of their own. They were sent here, not necessarily just by the British, but the people around, especially in Europe, wanting to get rid of problems, would put them on a ship and send them over here.
Like Australia.
Yeah. Australia was nothing but a camp for bad behavior, the British Empire, which was so large, included this island called Australia. So when you were a real problem wherever you were in the British Empire, they didn't put you in jail in that country. They'd ship you over to Australia and just let you go. It was
not
deemed,
a bad deal, huh?
It was, right, it was rotten. And now look at a beautiful, I mean, is there a more beautiful country, that whole area, down New Zealand and just the what they call Oceania. Beautiful. Anyway, but that was the thinking. Put them over there, get them out of our hair. So we can't do that anymore.
Now we send them to Gitmo.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Do you think one day that'll be a beautiful island?
Yes, I do. I think, actually, there are many things about Cuba that are beautiful now. They aren't what we don't know enough about it anymore because we still have this shows you that politicians are all the same no matter what. You know, all this garbage about change you can believe in and this other hype that naive people would grab onto just because it was something, oh my God, let's change. And it's more of the same, even more of the same. And Gitmo is a perfect example of war in Afghanistan. Any of these things. But our attitude or our diplomatic relation status with Cuba, it's been changing a little here and a little there. But the fact that we don't do business with Cuba is an insult to our intelligence. And anybody who beats it, oh, he's a communist. Yeah, you know what? So I'd love to have a debate with somebody, anybody, who wants to challenge us these days on our system versus the communist system. Because you know what? There isn't a heck of a lot of difference between what's going on here, the socialism that's being pushed, the agenda that's pushed by people who want to control your lives, than what has happened in some of the more moderate communist regimes. There isn't. There's not that much difference.
I was about to challenge you with, could Steve Jobs have the opportunity in Cuba that he had here, but then I just thought, well, would Steve Jobs have the opportunity today that he had in 1982 or 1984?
Right.
That's true.
Right.
And he himself would probably tell you
would
not.
But then people say, well, look at Zuckerberg. That's 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
That started and is thriving. A lot of technology stuff is still starting and thriving here, but there's just too much in the way. And I'm only going back to Cuba because it is a very good example of us being led down a path like sheep to think something that is just imbecilic. The fact that we wouldn't do business with Cuba and we let every other country in the world, including China, we had this trouble when we first started this thing. It was when we were having trouble with the Russians. And from that point to this, what have we learned? Zero. Nothing. It is ridiculous. And we fall into these...
Castro's still alive.
Yeah, his brother's sort of running
still propping him up, right?
Yeah, but this
sooner or later, the same thing happens there as happened in the Middle East and is happening here and elsewhere. People are upset the way the country is run, and so they start on their back and forth with
I predict Elian Gonzalez will be the next president of Cuba.
That'd be a good story, actually.
Yeah, actually, it would be a pretty good story. Speaking of stories, the poll today at DougStefan.com has to do with a story that we have under What's New at DougStefan.com. Woman who had a child go out and this 12-year-old girl stole some jewelry. The psychic told her that if she would do that, she'd have a life... If she didn't do it, she'd have a life curse. And that kind of stuff is... Where do I begin with this stuff?
Are we going to start regulating psychics now, what they can tell you?
Do you know what? There are good ones and there are bad ones. Just
Nancy
look
Reagan tried that.
But you know what, Nancy Reagan...
Yeah, but what's a kid doing with a psychic? That's the thing.
What is this woman... Yeah, how did this woman get... I want to know...
How'd the kid get there?
Right. I want to know more to the story. That's the problem. See, we don't have enough... There's not enough information.
Would you let your kid, Rich, would your 12-year-old end up at a psychic's place by himself or
no,
herself?
No, of course not. So obviously what happened is it was either somebody that this person knows, like she didn't actually go to a psychic, but like, I don't know, her gym teacher was a practicing psychic on the side.
Right.
Or they live in a populated area where the kid could easily walk to one.
This is a woman named Jacqueline Lopez. She's 42. Lives in Palmdale. She was arrested. She is scheduled to appear in court, I guess, next week. The girl,
here it is.
A classmate of Ms. Lopez's daughter, stole $10,000 worth of jewelry from her home before her parents realized something was going on and questioned their children. The girl was scared, came out with the truth, and that's when the parents were brought into this. The girl met four or five times with Ms. Lopez in her garage, bringing things over to her from the house.
She had a little seance in her garage with a cauldron, candles, chalk outlines, beads, and dolls and replicas.
But this
of
is
human
a
skulls.
She got to her to answer your question, Jennifer. She got to her through her daughter's
through her daughter. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
she's a lowlife.
Right. And there are people who do this sort of thing. That doesn't
you
mean they're all
steal all of your parents' belongings and bring them to my garage.
And so is every psychic bad?
Put them in the bubbling cauldron.
No.
Or else you will live a cursed life.
Have you ever gone on a poll today at DougStevin.com? Have you ever gone to a psychic? A, yes, and they were exactly right. B, yes, and they were exactly wrong. C, yes, and it was obviously a scam. D, no, but I want to. E, no, I have no interest whatsoever.
F, that's Doug is my psychic.
Yeah, Doug can be your psychic. Right. We all are psychic. You've heard that before, but it's true. We all have psychic abilities. We have the sixth sense.
Perception.
Right, but depending on how connected you are to, let's say, some religious frame of reference, you're taught that this is bad. And, by the way, the fear tactics that are used to keep you from thinking or paying attention to this sort of thinking is the same kind of stuff that these people use to try to control your mind. It's all about mind control. Who wins at the end of the day? Is it the minister or the psychic? Who's going to throw something at the radio after hearing that? Is there any difference? In many instances, not really. When you go to a, let's say you're going to a funeral, and the minister or the priest or the rabbi or whoever it is that's conducting the funeral calls upon the spirit of the departed, right? How is that any different? When you hear in the church, Gladys is here in the church with us. Right? There was a scene from a movie that was on last night. Miley Cyrus was in it and some other guy. She and Greg...
Evigan from BJ and the Bear.
No. Greg...
No, it was Greg Kinnear, wasn't
Kinnear.
It?
Kinnear, yes. Right. Yeah. They have a very close relationship, father to daughter. She's a pianist and he inspires her and he dies. And then at the end in the church when they're having a service, the sun comes out and comes through the window as her boyfriend comes back, and as her father lets her know that he's there, and she says, "Thank you, Daddy." Yeah, that kind of stuff. How's that any different than going to a psychic?
What were you doing watching a Miley Cyrus movie? Is a better question.
I just happened to tumble into it while I was waiting for The Good Wife.
I was not watching
did you cry?
Miley Cyrus movie. I was watching a great movie.
No, can I tell you, as soon as I found out it was not Miley Cyrus, I flipped the channel.
That's mean.
Right. She's... Yeah,
you don't like her because she smokes.
I don't like children who... she's the exact opposite of Emily...
Van Camp.
Exact opposite. Exact opposite. Not coddled by her parents or let go, to do whatever it is that she wants to do. She's got no clue. All right, so anyway, that's the psychic question. Aren't you glad that we asked it? I think there are plenty of examples of this being all around us, just people are in denial. Here's something else you may be in denial about. Your face is changing minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. So what do you do to sort of slow down the changes? If you're in your 30s and you have fine lines and deep wrinkles, sounds like a song, doesn't it? You've got fine lines and deep wrinkles. Fine lines and deep wrinkles.
I was kind of thinking it was a sad song.
Fine lines and deep wrinkles. You want to fix that problem? Beauty expert David Pollack has the fix. It's called The Fountain of Youth. One of the biggest breakthroughs of his entire career. Fountains of Youth. Clinically proven, Richie, to increase skin hydration by 90%. That's what causes the wrinkles. So if you have more hydration, you have fewer wrinkles. That's the story. Are you ready for this? David's absolutely sure you're going to love this product, Fountain of Youth. He wants you to try it free. So here's what you do. You go to organicattitude.com, one word all together, organicattitude.com. Use the radio code GOODDAY, and they will send you, when you fill in the info, your address, etc., a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. Organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY. It's interesting. Some people say that they listen to every one of the spots on this program, and when there's a free whatever, they send away. They don't even know what it is. They hear free, send it to me. I want something free. So this is something that's good. Fountain of Youth Serum delivers deep hydration, skin-firming peptides for younger-looking skin. Reduce visible wrinkles by 63%. It's at organicattitude.com, radio code good day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was kid high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, the poll over the weekend, the question about ESPN getting rid of Hank Williams Jr. over his Obama-Hitler comments. See how that worked out. 28% said yes, there's no place for that in football. 25% said maybe, unless he'd come on the channel to apologize. 24% said doesn't matter, football and Hank will live on. And 23% of you said no, it had nothing to do with their channel, football, or his music. What did it have to do with? A little lost on that one.
Bad taste, tell us that.
51 after on Good Day.
tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Columbus Day. On the one hand, parades. On the other, protests. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is a federal holiday. It is Columbus Day. You may have the day off, then again, you may not. Lots of us are working today. In New York City, you have the 67th annual Columbus Day Parade. More than 35,000 marchers expected and over 100 bands and floats making their way down Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. But elsewhere in Manhattan, downtown, the Occupy Wall Street protests enter their fourth week. People demanding change in everything from the way big businesses operate to leadership in Washington, D.C. These protests taking place not only in New York City, but in cities across the country. Some are comparing themselves to the Arab Spring demonstrations that overthrew several Middle Eastern governments earlier this year, with many promising to continue their efforts right through the winter. Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain, who has been moving up in the polls, had something to say about the Occupy Wall Street movement. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Cain said this movement is a coordinated distraction from the failed policies of the Obama administration.
We know that the unions and certain union-related organizations have been behind these protests that are going on Wall Street and other parts around the country. It's coordinated.
And Cain said he feels the protesters are picketing in the wrong location, as the bankers are not at fault.
They didn't spend $1 trillion that didn't work. The administration and the Democrats spent $1 trillion. They are not proposing another $450 billion. The administration is proposing another $450 billion wrapped in different rhetoric.
Cain said the protesters should actually be in front of the White House, asking the president where all the jobs are. He also called the protesters anti-American. This is the same Herman Cain who said that people who are not rich have only themselves to blame for not being rich. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
So, wondering, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm in one right now.
Really? How far?
135,000 miles.
What?
Yeah, that's how far I can go with the warranty on my Mercedes.
Purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz right now with an optional extended limited warranty, and your vehicle may be covered for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz undergoes rigorous inspections by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And it also comes with roadside assistance and 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. So along with our 135,000-mile extended limited warranty, we extend this invitation. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
As we already mentioned, the stock market is open for business today. The Dow fell 20 points last Friday and closed last week at 11,103. S&P was down 10, NASDAQ with a 27-point drop. Oil price is up 39 cents a barrel at $82.98. It's a Monday, Columbus Day. Gas stations open, of course, so let's check those prices at the pump.
Go ahead, fill it up, please.
And gas prices are dropping. According to the latest Lundberg National Survey, the average price for regular was at $3.42 a gallon. That's down from $3.54 just 2 weeks ago. Among cities, drivers in San Francisco paying the highest average price at $3.81 a gallon. Albuquerque, New Mexico, the lowest at $3.07. Baseball playoff scoreboard, the league championship series, National League, the Brewers over the Cardinals in Milwaukee in Game 1, 9-6. The final Game 2 is tonight at Miller Park in Milwaukee. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series between the Tigers and Rangers in Texas last night was postponed because of inclement weather. That game rescheduled for this afternoon at 4:19 local time. The Rangers took the opener of this series 3-2 in Game 1 this past Saturday. Closing notes. First, business at the box office. Here is your number one movie.
Brilliant!
And that's about all you need to know about Real Steel. Hugh Jackman screaming and the sound of mangled metal. The futuristic fight flick featuring boxing robots brought in over $27 million in its debut weekend. The political thriller Ides of March with George Clooney came in second. And finally, we would like to say happy anniversary! Yes, a very happy anniversary to all of you who were married 1 year ago today. And there were many of you who tied the knot a year ago. Check the date. Today is October 10th. 1 year ago, it was 10-10-10. An entry on the wedding blog Wedding News estimated that 31,000 couples were married 1 year ago today. So hopefully, you're still married. If not, there's still time for you to find someone, propose, and get married on 11-11-11. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Before you...